Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, here's the gig. Nate Borghese is going to be at CHA. We all know that. We've been giving away these keywords for you. And basically what you're doing is you're going to go and take it to bigpartyshow.com, and that's where you're going to put it. Today we have an awesome show. We have Rebecca Rosen jumping on. That's good news there. And we've already got everybody picked. And by the way, if you've submitted your name in, you can do that at bigpartyshow.com to get her read. We have her on a regular basis. So that basically that's just a list. We don't want to lose your emails. You're always in the running. And the only way we'll take you off that list is if you, in fact, get read. And plus, you kind of have to be a party crasher as well, like with everything else with the Big Party Show. So we're going to get kicked us off real quick. We've got some motivation going on, and then we'll give you the keyword, okay? All right, Molly, this is what you have.
Okay.
You have, would you rather have wet socks somehow all the time, step in something gross barefoot once a day, or feel a drip down your leg and not know what it is?
Oh my God. Terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. A, B, or C?
A.
All right.
Wet socks.
Wet socks. I hate wet socks. Here's wet socks for you. Get some motivation.
It's not about being the best. It's about being better than you were yesterday. Every day is a chance to grow, even in small ways. Focus on your progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, because they mean you're moving forward. Remember, life isn't a race against others. It's a journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Keep going. You're doing great.
Look at that. You're doing
great. I love it.
Yeah, those turtles coming out of the water. You'd think that they just have no urgency. Imagine that. They swim so gracefully in the water. But when they're coming on the beach, it takes forever. It just takes forever for them. So, yeah. So there you go.
You've got some good videos.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the, you know, we used to travel quite a bit, and then we don't quite travel quite as much as I would like to.
Right.
Basically it's not, I don't know if it's a fun time to travel right now. I just saw
it's not.
They're raising the rates again on luggage. Southwest is the latest, so $10. $10 for that. Everyone's raising.
They're raising it $10?
Raising the seat, not the seat, but the luggage to $10. So basically, it's I think it's $45 now, or something like that. It's ridiculous. They're all doing it. Every airline, you know, so everybody just kind of follows each other. Like Netflix, they're raising their rates, and then Paramount tells me they're raising their rates, and they're just taking us, and we're the ones that keep them going. You know, you know what I mean? Anyway, let's get to heck.
I know. I saw that Netflix was raising their rates. I'm like, come on, guys. Seriously?
It's stupid. I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Like, what more is it costing you to make these bad shows? Like, it can't be that much more money.
I know. And the ones that I can't watch is the ones that are from foreign places. There's just bad actors, voice actors.
Oh,
I hate those.
If the ones where it's dubbed, it's not subtitles, but it's just like their mouths are moving, but their talking is different. You're like, what is going on? Why does your language take so much longer to say whatever it is that you say in English?
Yeah, I hate it too much. All right, we got Rebecca right here. She's in studio. Rebecca Rosen. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, I'm fabulous. How are you?
We're doing great. Good. We're doing awesome. All of course, happy New Year, by the way. We haven't chatted it since.
God, it's been that long? Wow.
I know.
Amazing.
But, so Happy New Year.
Thank you. How
was your New Year? Good?
Yeah, amazing. Lots of change, but okay.
What do you have? What do you get? Do you have some stuff going on? What's going on? I know you're going to be in Omaha.
I'm really starting to put myself out there in ways where I can reach more people. And part of that involves getting back live in person. And Omaha being one of the first places we're hitting. And that will be on April 25th.
Okay.
Very excited.
My aunt and my sister and my cousin are going to your show.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you.
Yes. That's amazing. They're very excited.
I wish you would be there.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I wish I could be there too.
I might make an appearance. I'm always afraid of what
would
come.
You are welcome to come.
Okay.
Yes, please.
All right.
Do.
Yeah, because that was the first show I've ever seen you at.
At the JCC.
Yeah.
Full circle that is, because it's, again, at the JCC.
Okay. All right. So tickets, you can still get tickets. They're still available, right?
Yes. Website, RebeccaRosen.com.
Okay. All right. So we're going to roll with the first person. Let's see. Who is the first person? Tina's the first person. Tina, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Tina. Say hi to Rebecca Rosen.
Hi.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. So I'm just kind of looking. When I hear your voice and I'm asking for Tina, this is when your loved ones start filing in. So I have a mom who's here, but I also have, do you have a sister who passed or somebody who's like your sister?
Yeah.
They're kind of funny. Like if I said to you they're holding up like a margarita, was that the sister? Did she like to have a good time? Was she kind of life of the party?
Yes, she was.
So when a spirit comes forward that way, they're trying to say to you, like, I'm free of my body, free of my pain. I'm in a happy place. Don't worry about me. And she's standing there. Who is there a Mary Pat or a Mary and a Pat?
Mary's my sister.
Okay, so your sister Mary is with somebody named Pat, also in spirit, like Patty, Pat. Is that mom?
No.
Okay, so what I was going to say to you is when I start doing these readings, it could be for my next caller, it could be for somebody else. Okay, so let me just focus on, oh my God, Molly?
Yeah.
Your mom.
Yes.
Okay, because she's showing me you. So, I know this is confusing a little bit. Why would Molly's mom be hanging out with Tina's sister? But because they can. And I just opened the floodgates to let the spirits in. So let's tell your mom, Molly, to hold tight. We'll talk to her.
Okay.
Tina, your sister's talking about cardinals. Have cardinals been assigned from her? Have you been asking what are the signs you send me?
At times, yes.
She's with also dad passed away, correct?
Yeah.
And then they want you to know somebody had either lung related issues or somebody was a heavy smoker. Who is?
Yes. My mom, my sister, and my brother.
Okay. So I feel like I have your mom standing here too. Your sister's telling you, like, you are the glue to the family. You have done so much to hold it together and to keep everything moving forward. And they know it's a lot of pressure on you. And they know how much you miss them. And your brother just stepped in. And let me ask you something. He's taking ownership. Whenever I see that, it means the soul made choices that led to their passing. Does that sound like your brother?
Yes, because they all smoked. And they died from lung disease.
Yeah. It's like, learn from my mistake. I wish I would have taken this more seriously. I wish I would have known better and I would have done better. And yet they're all okay. Your brother is kind of funny. JT is what I just saw. So is somebody's initials JT?
No.
If not, do you know who James is?
James? Mm-mm.
James, like Jim.
I had an uncle, Jim. My mom's brother passed away a long time ago.
He's there too? You know, it's a giant party here. And for him to do a shout out, hello, they're showing us it's even people you don't even think about, but extended family, because they're all part of the same soul family. Now, let me go to your mom. Your mom is telling me to tell you how proud she is of you and how sorry she is at the end. Either she couldn't talk or you weren't there. Is that true? She's holding my throat.
I was there. She was in a coma, basically, and she could open her eyes, but she couldn't talk.
It was really hard for her to not have that ability, but she felt everything, all the love, all the care, and she's trying to say to you, it was more than enough, and thank you. And she's back with your dad, and she's back with her kids who are in spirit. And they want me to tell you they're the ones waking you up. Are you waking up a lot at night lately?
Yes.
Sometimes when we don't meditate and they have no access during the day, they rely on our sleep state. And so if you're like, I can't explain why I wake up, or I get emotional in the middle of the night thinking of them, feeling them, you're sensing them around. Okay. Do you have ashes of them or one of them?
Oh, yes. My sister.
Your sister. I was just going to say that. So she wants me to tell you, like, I don't care what you do with them. Do whatever feels good to you. So if you're like, should I keep them? Should I spread them? Maybe you do both. Has that been a question?
Not really. I know I just moved recently. She's still packed in a box in my closet. So I was thinking, is she going to bring that up to get me out of the closet?
Oh, that's so funny. She's bringing it up. And she's telling you, like, great, leave them in the closet, take them out. I don't care. Because you know this. You don't need anything of theirs to connect. It sometimes helps, but it's not necessary.
I still have, I have my grandfather, my grandmother. I got Rocky the cat, and I got Wrigley the dog. I'm like a funeral home. I have all that stuff.
My sister and my two cats are in my closet still packed.
That's amazing. So they are very well aware whenever you have them. It's, you know, it's keeping their memory alive. Okay. So is there anything you wanted to know that they haven't mentioned?
No.
Okay. I want you to know this. They are so strong with you. And the reason is because your love and care for them is still very present. So keep doing what you're doing and they'll continue to show up around you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Tina, thank you for listening, dear, and supporting the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Take care.
All right.
We're going to get the next person on. We have woodpeckers in the front yard. Every time I see, I have such weird nature going on right now. Like, we have this bird right by the sliding glass door that's trying to make a nest. You ever watched a bird make a nest before?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
I don't know how they do that. They don't have no hands, and this thing is trying to form a nest.
That's amazing.
I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah. You know, a miracle.
I know, and I don't know what to do because Wylene, of course, she loves birds. She feeds them all the time. She wants to keep it there, but I'm not familiar with how that works. If we have a bird right next to us.
You don't want that.
You don't want that?
So I would say you do, but that's a spiritual perspective. Physically, probably not.
Okay.
But yeah, it's almost a good omen. Yeah.
They dive bomb you if they nest there. If you come in and out, we had one. We had birds that nested right by our front door. Hmm. And every time you would come in and out, they would think that you were like a predator trying to get their eggs.
Okay.
And so they would like freak out. And you're like, no, I'm just going in the house. Like, no interest in your eggs. Yeah. Your eggs are safe.
So maybe project that intention out. They'll feel you.
Yeah. All right. All right. We're ready for number two today. This is Evelyn. Evelyn, you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Say hi to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Evelyn. So you also have a lot of, I just read somebody who had a lot of activity of like almost like a family reunion going on around her. And I see that for you. And first of all, dad passed away, correct?
No.
Okay. Who's Jack? Do we know who Jack is?
I don't know Jack.
Or John, maybe? And somebody was in the military and he's showing me his uniform. And that's usually because it was a part of his life that he was incredibly proud of, his service. That's not your dad. So your dad's alive. What about maternal grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
he was military and he passed.
He's passed. And then if I said to you, you were close to that grandmother. And who died of heart issues? Is that her or mother? Like mother to you?
Mother, no. I don't know anybody that would have had heart issues that I'm aware of.
Okay. Has your mom passed away?
Yeah.
She's standing here with that her father, your grandfather. Okay.
Okay.
And then they want me to bring up there was a B nickname, B as in Bob. So do we know who it could have been, like Bubby or Bubba or Bob or Bill? Who's the B name?
Bill would be my grandfather.
Okay. So it is.
That's right.
Yeah. So here's what's going on. Your grandfather came in because he's with your mom. Is your mom one of the main people you wanted to hear from?
Yeah.
So what she's trying to do is say to you, I'm not alone. Sometimes if her energy is not as strong, she needs another spirit to help. Your mother is trying to say to us that her hand is over my heart. So what I'm going to say to you is if she didn't die of heart-related issues, there had to have been some unresolved feelings or emotional baggage that she's here to try and make right with you. And she's also trying to say to you, like, she's sorry if she didn't get to communicate this enough or directly in life. Was there ever a disconnect between you and mom?
She passed when I was very young.
That's why. Yeah. And she's trying to say, there were so many times I wanted to tell you, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so aware of who you are and how you show up in this world. Time to a spirit doesn't exist, right? In the spirit world, there is no time. So if she died 20 years ago, 50 years ago, to her, it's like 5 days ago. I know for us, it feels like a lifetime. And what she's saying to you is that she uses songs, music to talk to you. She just really screamed that. Do you have that connection already and you know you get signs?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And she's saying to you, there's all these times you've gone through life where you just didn't know what to do, or you just wished you had your mom there to ask or talk something out with. And she's saying, but I was there. She showed me, like, if you're in the car, do you use a lot of, like, your alone time in the car to think of her or talk to her?
I'm literally in the car right now.
And there you go.
That's
it. She's showing me, I sit with you in the car. I sit with you anywhere you are. You know, her commitment is...
Being in the car and listening to music, that's my happy time. And that's almost like meditation for me.
For sure. For sure. And she's saying, I know, and I meet you in that space. And you are never alone and we are never apart. And the reason I'm saying that is some souls, like your mom, have a soul contract where if they have to leave and they don't want to on a human level, they get the opportunity to stay with you energetically throughout your lifetime. So one foot in this world means you won't hurt me or hold me back. If every single minute of every single day you think of me, ask me for things, talk to me. So my job is to tell you it's working, to trust it, and to keep doing it. Who had a really big family, like tons of kids? Was your mom a part of that?
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, there was four of them, five of them.
Yeah. It feels like there was always something going on growing up. And then she's showing me, I don't know if you've always felt lonely or you've just felt, I don't know, it's something about loneliness. And what she's saying to you is, I want you, when you feel that, to close your eyes and connect to me because I fill that void. Because really, it's coming from the light of source, which to me is God. And it's pure unconditional love. And most of us experience that through a parent. And what she's saying is that I've never left, but you left. It's almost like you unplugged from that. And so the way back to that is in the car, talking and listening to music, because it really gets you out of your head and it gets you into your heart. And then you not only just want believe it, but you feel it. Does that make sense?
It does. Absolutely.
Do you put wind chimes out or bird feeders out around the house?
I don't. I used to have wind chimes a while ago, but I haven't put them out in a long time.
Put them out. You may notice a miracle where there's no wind and they start chiming.
Oh, that's creepy. We've got them out there. You need to get, you need to put them out there and annoy your neighbors.
Yes. You know.
I'm on it.
Yeah, we have some. The latest purchase is one of those things that hangs and then the water goes down like a waterfall.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Wyleen.
Oh, wow.
The fancy version. I like it.
I love that. Yeah, get them out there. All right, Evelyn, thank you so much.
Thanks, Evelyn.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet, dear. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah, if I should leave this world, I want to haunt. Molly and I were just chatting about that, right? And she said, because I don't know where you go. You said you can choose to stay or choose to go. Where would you go? What's the option?
Well, so most souls, they bounce between different dimensions. And so you can, honestly, why would you want to stay in this heavy, dense vibration unless you want to connect to your loved ones?
Okay.
And so most souls don't hang out here 24/7, but they check in on us. And that's why some days you feel them, other days you don't. Some days you get really amazing signs, other days you don't. But they aren't limited to time and space. So they create a heaven over there that reflects their happiest times in life, whatever brought them joy.
Ah, okay. All right. That's I guess you're right. Why would I want to hang out in this atmosphere?
I mean,
I don't, unless I wanted to truly haunt.
Right. Well, unless you want to create more karma, but yeah. I wouldn't advise that.
I know. Leave it to him to be like, I just want to be as annoying as possible.
Yeah.
Even when I'm gone.
Yeah. No, thank you.
All right,
don't haunt me.
Please.
Molly would be on the agenda.
I know.
You know,
I'm going to be the one.
Okay. Is this Aspen? Aspen?
Yes.
Hi, Aspen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hi to Rebecca Rosen.
Hi,
Aspen. Right when he said your name, there's a younger male who jumped in, and I'm not sure of the relationship to you, but he is really a big presence. And he just showed me he either loved to like ride bikes, motorcycles, ATV, something like that. It feels like he died very suddenly, probably tragically. And do you have either a brother, friend, boyfriend, husband?
Not that I can think of. No, I had a classmate that died, but I don't know that he rode any of those.
Did he die?
He died by drowning.
Okay. So, and is he a Jay, like his name Jay or Jay?
No.
Okay,
No, it started with a C.
Yeah, it's not it. Okay, so I definitely have the spirit hanging out, but it's not for the right caller yet. Okay, so let me just tune into Aspen. Aspen, did you lose your father?
No.
Who is the man in your life who was like a dad, but not necessarily blood? And I know that's not much to go on.
My uncle passed away during COVID. He was like a dad to me.
Yeah, that's who it is. Okay. So usually it's the same generation as your father. So your uncle is standing here showing me he did not believe in this stuff. When he's rolling his eyes, it means like this is really out of his comfort zone. But he's saying to you, he's open now. He's also saying to you that he wants you to have an easier life. And this life for you has been bumpy. It just means you've signed up as a brave soul to go through a lot of lessons. And have you thought about, like, changing careers or going back to school?
I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I've been contemplating it for a little bit, and then something just happened at work that I've worked here for, like, 22 years, and I'm not sure, like, this is the path I'm supposed to keep going on. I don't know that yet, but
I'm here to help you with that, because what your guide and your uncle are saying is the universe has a way of forcing your hand if you're not in alignment with your soul contract and your purpose, or you've overstayed. And what they're saying is it's time to like fly out of the nest. So it feels scary, maybe even confusing or overwhelming, but they're suggesting that you see that as a sign from the universe that it's time to look at other things, a new direction. And you've outgrown it, is what I'm seeing. And it might just be like you're in a grind and you just feel like uninspired, just kind of like going through the motions. And
every day of my life.
Yeah. And that's not what life's supposed to be about. Life is supposed to actually be fun and have joy, not all the time, but sprinkled in. And the reason I'm saying this is your guide keeps showing me speed bumps. Like sometimes we have these life lessons or challenges because we have karma to heal and balance. But sometimes they're self-created because of our choices. And what they're saying for you is, do you want to do it the easy way or the hard way? And your uncle is saying, take it from me. I wish I would have known this. Choose easy. And if you go with the flow, the universe has your back. And doors are going to start opening and synchronicity. And you're like, oh my God, I just made the decision to leave the job and I got a job offer the next day. Or something opened up that took me in a new direction. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I actually have a meeting with my boss's daughter. She's trying to start her own business and I do accounting and we're having a meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
And I've always been scared to go off on my own because this is all I've known for, you know, half my life.
Do it.
Go. You got to do this. They're cheering you on. They're saying it's an opportunity, not a risk, and that you're going to be so happy and wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
Yeah. And also on that note, Aspen, you can always go back. If you don't go for it, you're crazy. You just need to do it. And then if it doesn't work out, which 9 out of 10 times it will, it's all just a state of mind. But Aspen, you just got to go for it. I love it when people go for stuff.
I know. It's inspiring. And your team and spirit is cheering you on. So you kind of can't lose. Okay. So talk to them and say, thank you. Show me next steps. I'm open.
Okay.
All right, Aspen, I love your name. That's the sweet Wiley's favorite tree.
Really?
Yeah, it's her favorite tree. And whenever, because you'll text and leave messages, you know, with us and stuff. And whenever your name pops up, it just brings me joy. I don't know what it is. We tried to bring one back from Colorado once. You're not allowed to do that. And how aspens grow, they connect under the ground. And that's how they grow. And so basically you're cutting the vein in half.
Ooh.
So I legally dug one up and put it in a 5-gallon bucket and drove all the way back home. And it was a little one and he didn't live.
No.
You killed him.
That's your karma. Sorry.
That tree is gonna haunt you now.
No party.
And then we decided to plant some. So we just planted how many? 12? 12 of them. So we got 12 in the backyard. And the beauty and the beauty about the aspen tree leaves, when the wind blows, it looks like the trees are waving at you, the leaves.
Yeah. They're really pretty trees.
You're so awesome to be able to live there, Rebecca. You're so awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Aspen, thanks again. Go get some merch at bigpartyshow.com already, okay?
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
All right, hold on. We got a keyword we got to throw out there real quick. The keyword to win those Nate tickets is Omaha. So take that word right over to bigpartyshow.com. But we're going to move this over to the after party, which drops on Tuesdays. Okay, so make sure you do yourself good and go listen to the rest of these great reads that are going to be happening. So we'll see you guys on Tuesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.